It's time for the Daily Power Play.
And the score! A power play goal for the Predators.
Covering the Predators and the NHL.
With a shot that stopped by Searle.
Now on Chase and Michelle.
Duchesne drives on Provorov into the O zone. Now peels back out to the neutral zone. Duchesne in the middle, shoots and scores! Matt Duchesne wins it for the Preds! Final score! Predators 2, Flyers 1 in overtime.
Ah, the great Max Herz on the call. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We bring in Max Herz, who joins us now. Max, what's it like hearing yourself on play-by-play?
I don't know. I'm used to it at this point.
Oh, look, I'm used to it. That's
I'm not one of those people who's like, I can't hear my own voice. I do know a lot of people who are like that, but no, I'm not like that. I'm okay with it.
I was like that for a long time, actually. So it does exist. Yeah. Now I've moved past it. So the Predators have their Max Herz joins us now. The Predators have their end of season press conference yesterday, and I mean I have to start with what everybody is talking about, and that is Barry Trotz being asked, okay. So John Hines is sitting up here, you know, on the stage. Does that mean he's coming back? And Trotz's answer is, well, we're going to sit down and talk. It's a process. I want to hear his plan for next year. And I remember kind of looking around going, well, that was pretty noncommittal. Now, ultimately, I believe John's going to be back as the head coach. But what did you make of Barry Trotz's answer to that question?
I think he'll be back. And I don't think that answer means as much to me as everything we've seen over the last few months, where Barry Trotz has already seen a ton. And I think, yes, he can come out and ask him and the assistant coaches, what is your plan for next year? What do you think the roster could look like? What do you think lines could look like? Things like that. But I think he's already seen what they do every day, and he saw everything. No holds barred, home and road, coaches meetings, practice days, morning skates, game days. As much as possibly can be seen, Barry Trotz saw it all, and John Hines invited him in to see it all and made a point to do so. So I think he's already seen probably more than you would think in terms of what he said about, I still need to know the plan for next year, things like that. I think he's already seen a lot. And I think John Hines really did do a great job down the stretch and was a big reason why the young players and some of the AHL or quadruple A guys that you could even call produced the way they did, because that's the type of player that I think is really in John Hines' wheelhouse. And that's just what his coaching background is. He's coached a lot of top prospects in his career. He coached for the U.S. National Team Development Program. He loves coaching players who are just beginning to reach their full NHL potential. And I think for that reason, I think he's a great coach for this team next season, the way it's going to look like.
Max Herz is with us. I asked the question about Carl Taylor and how he kind of factors into everything. How do you believe Carl Taylor factors into the Predators moving forward?
I don't know. I've never seen him coach a hockey game in person. So I don't know where exactly the big push from the fan base comes to want him to be the coach. I trust the people in the organization who have watched him and been inside the Admirals with him to know what he's good at, because I legitimately have no idea, because I've never seen him coach a game in person.
Fair answer.
Max Herz joins us right now. Thanks for ditching us last week. Also, Max, I have to throw it out
oh,
there.
Oh, no. It's because I wasn't here. It's fine.
Max, you know, we talk about a lot of the young players who made significant strides towards the end of the season. I look at a guy like Tyson Barrie, who was an addition that wasn't looked at too closely to this team, but made a significant impact, not only on the ice, but also just taking on a leadership role and being a guy who constantly spoke up to the media and spoke on behalf to the team. What can you say about his impact on the team, off the ice, and maybe about where you see his future going with this Nashville Predators team?
Yeah, I was thinking about Tyson Barrie a lot watching the Oilers game last night, not only because they were talking about him as his former team started the playoffs, but watching Matthias Ekholm play for them too in his first playoff game with the Oil. And it was such a perfect trade for both teams. And the fact that the Predators got an important NHL piece to immediately fill Matthias Ekholm's spot was the biggest reason, or like the final checkbox that it was a perfect trade for the Preds, just like it was for the Oilers, who barely lost a game after Matthias Ekholm started playing for them. And I think the Predators got fair value for Ekholm. They got a really good NHL defenseman in Tyson Barrie. They got their first round pick this year, which, hey, if the Oilers somehow don't win this series against the Kings, mm-hmm. that pick is somewhere between 16 and 22, which is awesome for the Preds. If they go all the way and win the cup, which I think they might, it's 32. Either way, still big to get a first round pick. And then you also got their first round pick from last year, and you got another draft pick as well. So it's a pretty good haul for the Preds. And I think the Oilers saw Ekholm's value equally to what the Preds saw, which was my worry when teams were interested in him every year, was that I just think the Preds value Matthias Ekholm higher than any other team possibly could. But the Oilers had him number one on their list, period, for any position to get. So they saw fair value. And I think Barrie being a last part of that piece was what made it a really, really good return for the Predators, because they've got a guy now who, when the full decor is healthy, mm-hmm. they can get really creative with. And he kind of had to play, I don't want to say more than he would have if everybody were healthy, because I think he still would have played close to top pair minutes. But when he first was on the Preds, he was paired with Ryan McDonagh. And then by the time the season ended, he was paired with all the guys who were making their NHL debuts. And he played well with those guys, but he just ended up having to do so much more than the Predators would have liked him to do as he joined the team. So he's a guy who kind of, once he can get back into where everybody should be in terms of who's playing with who on defense, he should be big for them next year. And I'm really glad they got him as part of the Ekholm return.
So you mentioned there, you know, the injuries towards the end of the year. It's no surprise that was the biggest storyline with the Predators, all these young guys getting an opportunity to come up and play. Who do you think has, out of the young group, the Tommy Novaks, Yusuf Parsonens, Cody Glass, you know, the list goes on, who do you believe earn themselves a solid top six job heading into next year, Max?
Well, out of those three guys, I think it's probably Glass, just because I think Parsonen, we've seen, and I mean, we saw it in the last three games, he played third-line minutes, and he fit in well with Colton Sissons and Yakov Trenin, which we'd seen him do earlier this season. He plays both center and wing. I think Parsonen can fit with anybody, so I don't think they're going to necessarily label him as a top-six guy. Novak is interesting because he certainly has that top-six skill set. I think he should play on the first power play even once Forsberg, Johansson, Duchesne, Josi are all back. But we'll see what they do with him at even strength. I'm not 100% sure they're going to want to keep him at center. That's something that we'll see during training camp. But I think Cody Glass, without a doubt, out of those three, will stay a center on either the first line or the second line, at least to start next year.
What about Luke Evangelista?
I think he'll get the looks. I think he'll have every chance in the world in training camp to do it. But his sample is so much smaller, I think mm-hmm. they're going to want to see more out of the gate. But he certainly can do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Max, I know we'll be listening tomorrow night starting at 6. You, Hal Gill, Pete Weber will have the season wrap-up show, have some special guests join you as well. So looking forward to that from 6 to 8 here on 102.5 The Game. I appreciate you doing this this season with us, as I know you've been all over the place. And now you and Hal Gill can go on your book tour or whatever you guys are probably going to do this summer.
I don't think either of us is physically capable of writing a book.
Yeah, that's true. That could be interesting for sure. But thanks, appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See ya.
Max Herz joining us. Did a tremendous job this year as both pre and post, and then going on the road and doing some play-by-play, filling in for Pete. A man of many hats, but I enjoyed having him on the show this year. So let's talk about the big question of the day yesterday with Barry Trotz. What does this mean for John Hines? Because I was very impressed with Trotz, by the way, yesterday in the press conference. We'll discuss that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.